Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom urges to check kids' feet for hair around toe after her baby's terrifying hospital trip. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Hair around a toe may not sound like a big deal, but, in fact, it can have dire consequences, especially for babies. And following her infant son's surgery, Olivia Quinn is urging parents everywhere to keep a close eye on their children's fingers and toes. One night, as new mom Olivia Quinn from Australia prepared her two-month-old son Harvey for his bath, she noticed something not quite right. Upon closer inspection, she found a hair around his toe. To some, this may not sound like a big deal, but it's actually quite serious. Hair can wind itself so tightly around a toe or finger that it begins acting like a tourniquet, cutting off circulation. "I didn't even notice. I didn't even see this until I changed him," Olivia said in a more detailed explanation of the ordeal on TikTok. At first, Olivia tried using scissors to remove the hair, but it wasn't working, and the mindful mom didn't want to risk doing anything to injure her baby boy further. So, she bundled little Harvey up and headed to the hospital. After several hours of waiting and a transfer to another facility, hospital staff initially told the mom she could take Harvey home. They couldn't see the hair and assumed it must have fallen off. However, Olivia knew something wasn't right. Thankfully, she trusted her mother's instincts and insisted a doctor take a closer look. As it turns out, the hair on baby Harvey's toe had cut into his skin. Then, new skin grew over top, concealing the tiny but serious threat. The surgeon rushed the baby boy into surgery so they could remove the hair. He also wanted to explore deeper to be sure they'd removed all of it. The doctor later told Harvey's mom that even if a small amount of hair remained around the toe, it would have continued cutting through the tissue until amputation would have become the only treatment option. Thankfully, the surgery was a success. Little Harvey is back home and doing just fine. His recovery went smoothly, and a nearly undetectable scar is the only lingering effect. After the terrifying ordeal, Olivia Quinn took to TikTok to warn others. She urged parents everywhere to always inspect your baby's fingers and toes. Like so many others, the mom had never heard of anything like this until she went through it, so this kind of inspection wasn't something she regularly did. "He showed me no signs of being in pain, so I didn't think to check all these tiny things," she explained. Praise God that this sweet baby boy is okay, and kudos to Olivia for using her own terrifying experience as a way to spare other families from going through it. Please be sure to share this story with others as an important reminder to carefully check for hair wrapped around a baby's toe or finger. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who gives us comfort in all our troubles, so that we may be able to give comfort to others who are in trouble, through the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians 1, 3-4. Thirteen-year-old risks his life to save his four sisters from fire, and then family dog saves him. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Briar Omar is not only courageous, but a hero. This 13-year-old risked his life to save his four sisters from a fire, and then the family dog helped save him. Briar Omar is what legends are made of. Kelly and Jay Omar didn't want to drag Briar and his sisters to the grocery store to get supplies for supper. Instead, they left the kids at home with Briar in charge. It was a quick parenting errand, and they were confident Briar could hold down the fort and look after his sisters for just a few minutes. But the unimaginable happened. While Kelly and Jay were at the grocery store, their home went up in flames while the children were still inside. It happened in minutes. When Briar described what happened, he recalls, "My sister just said it was really smoky, and we looked behind us, and the playpen was on fire." His first thought was, "My sisters, That was the first thing I thought of. I knew I had to get them out of the house. Briar Omar remained calm and focused on getting his sisters outside. With God watching over him, Briar not only rescued all four of his siblings, but he also raced back into the flames with a fire extinguisher to try to save the burning house. But by then, the house was filled with smoke, making it difficult to breathe or see. That's when God sent a furry guardian angel, the family dog. Briar felt something brush against him, and he realized it was his dog. The protective animal first got Briar's attention by rubbing his leg. Then Briar Omar grabbed a hold of his pup, and it thankfully led him to safety. Sadly, all that remains of their home and belongings are ashes. But that doesn't stop Kelly and Jay from feeling incredibly blessed and grateful. "We're just so thankful that every single one of them made it out. If it wasn't for my son, I don't know where I'd be," Briar's mom tearfully explained. It's easy to replace stuff, but the lives of their children are far more precious. Thanks to Briar Omar and God's hand upon him, this family is still intact, alive, and unharmed. May God continue to bless this family with love, provisions, and may their family remind anyone they meet how God uses the courageous. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.